managers of it, you know, just to keep them rented and collect the rent and take care of any little problems that come up. So he's had kind of bad luck with this last one, and so he asked Mike if he'd do it this summer and if I would take care of it this fall. So that's gone. And we got 10% of the rent. Mike made $8.50 while he was out riding around this morning. Somebody brought a check by.
Not bad at all.
No worries. Anyway, it will be some work though.
Right. What happened?
He has to go see about roaches and bad plumbing and, you know, anything that. Let's see, I think it's right here. Yeah. Here's this bucket you got from bed.
Okay.
Let's
take this off and put it on my desk.
All right, Grace.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Dad said I could go to Little Rock Monday.
Monday, okay.
Oh, I fixed the glove compartment on Richard's car.
Okay. I'll mow the yard and clip the hedge.
No, not that
handy. Don't forget, don't put it off till there's no time to do it.
Oh, awfully hot to be down.
I refuse. Yeah, I do.
Did you ever think of that expression you were trying to think of yesterday when we were talking about the hog, you know, that had been altered? You said there was
I never could think of it. I don't know what. It's some corruption of castration. I don't know. Hello? Richard? He's at work. Uh-huh. I don't know. Sometimes he takes the afternoon off, but he didn't today. But I have no idea. Oh, okay. Well, why don't you call Richard at the lab? Not us. It's just Clark County Hospital and ask for the lab. Uh-huh, bye-bye. My voice is a little tired today from the show. Sometimes that happens to me when I perform. I have to sing a lot.
Did you have a performance?
We had a performance last night, and it gets kind of husky or something in the daytime, so yeah. I'll sound a little different. Won't pronounce the words any differently, but.
Yeah, I know what you mean. The same thing happens to me at the beginning of every quarter, you know, teaching. I have to have a short break. I have to get used to the speaking.
Right. Well, I'm having to sing in a range that I don't normally sing in, and it really tires my voice out. No, I don't know. It was some corruption of. And I can remember from about way back in, when I was about 13 years old, and I had a horse, and that I just knew more farm people at that time, and they had hogs, and they had cattle, and I heard them talking about castrating, but I've forgotten what they used. But I can remember telling my parents about it, you know, and they just collapsed, falling out laughing. But I cannot remember what the word is. But it's a corruption of castration. I don't know.
It's not just a barbarous pronunciation like a lot of people say castrate.
It must have been something stranger than that. I'm sure somebody did use castrate, but.
Well, what do you call those things that when you feed a hog, you know, you pull the feet?
A trough.
The pull down, that would be several.
Troughs? I don't know.
So, talking about cattle, you know, the noise that's made by a calf when being weaned, how would you describe that? You might say, listen to that calf.
Lowing.
Would that be the same?